morning and welcome to the show. This is The Diplomat on Ubuntu Radio. My name is Salma Ngobeni and I'll be with you until 12 midday Central African time. And on today's show, we will be touring with Tim Brown Talk, and later on Diplomacy, we look at SA-China cooperation. For that reason, let me share with you that a Durban Big 5-day safari or a Durban Big 5 overnight safari in KwaZulu-Natal. Let me see if I can get hold of Mr. Brown. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning, Salma. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for joining us. Would you please enlighten us about the Tim Brown tours and the services and products you offer?
Yes, sure. Firstly, I'd just like to say thank you for having me on the show and good morning to all of your viewers. Just to give a basic rundown on our company, obviously our name is Tim Brown Tours. We are owner-run specialist safari tour company. We're based in Durban and we focus all of our tours throughout the province of KwaZulu-Natal. So we sort of have three pillars where we focus on the bush, the berg and the battlefield. So that's nature, history and culture. And obviously KwaZulu-Natal has an amazing amount to offer. The beautiful scenic Drakensberg Mountains where we offer tours just to look at the scenery, to go up into Lesotho, to the highest pub in Africa, visiting the Basotho village, and then coming back down the pass, also going into the mountains and doing scenic hiking. So it's an incredible area up there. Our main focus, though, is the safari side of things. So we tend to go up to Shishui Umfolozi Game Reserve. Not many people will know that it is the oldest game reserve in Africa, established in 1895. And also home to Operation Rhino, which was a project which brought back the white rhino from the brink of extinction in the 1950s and 60s. At that point in time, there was actually about 20 to 30 white rhino left. So you can imagine how stressful this must have been to get the numbers back up to where they are today. Of course, we do have issues with poaching. However, the numbers are still there for the moment. Unfortunately, they are declining somewhat, unfortunately, due to poaching. And then, of course, the battlefields is the other big area that we focus on. So historical tours to battlegrounds where we had many Anglo-Zulu wars and Anglo-Boer wars, the Anglo-Zulu wars, of course, being fought in 1879, two very major ones, San Juana and Rorke's Drift, which were fought on the 22nd of January, 1879. We do focus a little bit on the Anglo-Boer wars as well. The battles were around about 1899 to 1902. So that sort of just gives a little bit of background of the tours that we offer, but focusing ourselves on nature, history, and culture.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say makes your company different or stand out from other tour operators?
Well, it's all about service for us. So we've specifically selected guides which I've built a relationship over the years with, and we've done extra training because of my background as well, working as a game ranger and a field guide. I spent 5 years working in the lodge industry and dealing with many international clients from all over the world, and occasionally, of course, you have to deal with situations which might be a little bit difficult, and it's how you deal with those situations which make or break you as a person and as a company as well. So I noticed that there was a little bit of a gap in the market there whereby service wasn't quite up to standard. So what I did was I looked at all of that and I thought, well, how can I better things? And really it's just the small things, to be very honest with you. Just giving that extra little bit of effort, just giving that little bit more knowledge and information to the clients, and sort of trinket things, just tokens, just little gifts, promoting yourself, just basically giving them something to take home with them, even if it's just a photograph of them enjoying themselves or the photographs that you took on safari when you were there with them, just to give them something to remember you and to remember their wonderful experience that they had with you.
Do you have any pre-packaged offers which you recommend for your clients?
Yes, without a doubt. We've got a number of packages, because we do offer day trips as well, up to Zulu cultural villages, and as I've already mentioned, the Drakensberg Mountains and the Shu Umfolozi Game Reserve. city tours, etc., etc. But we also have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 day packages throughout KwaZulu-Natal, covering those areas that I've already mentioned. And of course, for the South African market, now that we're trying to tap into the South African market and encourage South Africans to travel local. Of course, if you go onto the Short Left website, for example, they advertise certain tours for South Africans where the prices are a little bit lower, and that encourages us as South Africans to get out and see what's on our own doorstep. Very often we think when we think about traveling to go overseas, or we think it's too expensive, that's the other thing. So we just think, well, let's just go to Durban and sit around on the beach. But there's so much more that people can see. So the packages that we have, we can also tailor for the client themselves. If it's a family, we can tier the pricing so that we can reduce the overall price. Because of the numbers, the price will come down, the costs for us will come down, and therefore the per person rate as well would come down. So yes, to answer your question, we do have a number of packages that we could offer our clients.
Which attractions or destinations are most popular for your clients?
At the moment, it's really the Hlahlwa Mfolozi Game Reserve. We offer safaris there, and it's a guided safari. So we would pick up the clients from Durban, either their guest house, their accommodation, be it a hotel, or bed and breakfast, and we would guide them from there, just covering the history of the area, Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa, as well as different population groups, how they came to be here. So, for example, sugarcane plantations and eucalyptus trees en route to the game reserve, which is our most popular tour at Kiongfolozi for the safari. And then when we get there, of course, it's all about the nature and all about the animals, and that really is our most popular tour at the moment.
Do you recommend any reservations or bookings prior to using the services?
Yes, it's always a good idea to book in advance. Very often people will leave things to the last minute. We can accommodate people that do decide last minute to make a booking, but it can be a situation where it's school holidays or the Christmas holidays, as an example, and accommodation can be booked out. So if it's an overnight package in particular, that's when we would battle a little bit if people decided to book last minute, because of that accommodation availability issue. But day tours, usually we wouldn't have any hassles at all. Preferably though, book with us before, sooner rather than later.
In terms of your source markets, which countries or area brings a lot of clients for you?
On our international front, unfortunately at this stage, we still have a huge number of international clients that we bring out. So around about 98% of our clientele are international. That hence I was saying earlier about we're trying to lower those prices to encourage locals to tour with us as well. So you'll have to repeat the question again. Sorry, I've gone off topic now.
I wanted to know where exactly your clients are coming from. Where are the majority coming from? But it's exactly how you do.
Yes, so overall, the majority would come from the United States of America, then Europe, particularly the United Kingdom, then Canada after that, and then the next highest grouping would come from Australasia, so Australia, New Zealand, and some of the Pacific Islands out there as well.
In terms of the facilities that you book your clients in or take your clients to tours at, you surely don't have full control of how your clients are treated. And if by any chance they happen to be not satisfied about the services they get, as a tour operator, how do you ensure that they fully satisfied or remedy the
situation? Yes, of course. Generally speaking, you know, we are pretty much in control of the situation, because we built up relationships with our partners, these accommodation facilities, for example. We do use Ezimvelo KZN Wildlife properties 99% of the time, and that also encourages you know, a little bit more, shall we say, assistance to the communities living on the outskirts of the game reserves. Because Ezimvilo, of course, being under KZN and falling under governmental organization, they do take a conservation levy, and a portion of that does get given back to the public. But just to get back to your point there, we do sort out and remedy any kind of situation which does arise, but generally we don't have any issues. And of course, if we do, it's just a matter of trying to find out exactly what went on. And at the end of the day, we just have to keep the client happy. That's the most important person, of course, is our client. Without them, we wouldn't have business, and none of us would be able to survive. So if it means that we need to refund clients 100% for the tour, then that's what we have to do. But fortunately, we've not really had any issues like that.
What other challenges do you encounter in your day-to-day operations?
Challenges on a day-to-day basis would be, of course, ensuring that we sort out all of the bookings and emails. And then, of course, our vehicles as well. They've obviously got to have permits and licenses. As guides as well, we need to have public driving permits. We need to have first aid qualifications, as well as, of course, your standard qualifications to be a tour guide and a tour operator. So there's a huge amount of things that need to be done, including servicing of vehicles and maintaining them to make sure that they are roadworthy, not very old, of course, as well. We've got to have fairly young vehicles, and just to keep them at tip-top shape.
Let's take a short break before we conclude our discussion.
Thank you, Thelma.
Rua Africa with Nomo Deshange, 12:03 p.m. Central African Time.
Professor, I'd like to get your thoughts on the current state of arts and culture in South Africa and perhaps in Africa broadly. Do you think there is enough artistic expression, especially on social issues and on matters that are currently troublesome to the continent?
Yeah, I think there is quite a lot that is going on. One is because listen to young South Africans, you're seeing, or you go to the setup where you go to visit the college. The younger people, they are concerned with not about that, they're defining themselves. But even those that define themselves, they define themselves against what is happening. They are addressing the issues of homophobia. They are addressing the inequality that has been in a place. It is in the nature and in the art to respond to the current scene that has been made. That has been made.
Nomo Deshange of Rua Africa, Monday to Friday, 12:03 p.m. Central African Time.
Donate money in South Africa.
Commemorating the 9 August 1956 Women's March against oppressive laws.
Ubuntu Radio, South Africa's public diplomacy in action.
Do you know that ARATRA exists to create a balance between motorists and traffic law enforcers? This is done by providing you with these options to handle your traffic fines. Make a representation disputing your fine, or pay your penalty in full or in installments. You can nominate a driver who was driving the vehicle when the offense was committed, or he may be tried in court. For more information on your rights and responsibilities as a motorist under the ARATRA Act, call the ARATRA Call Center on 086-122-7861 or email info@rtia.co.za. Brought to you by the Road Traffic Infringement Agency, home of ARATRA.
Welcome back to The Diplomat on Ubuntu Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's hear your views and comments regarding the show using hashtag The Diplomat on Facebook, Ubuntu Radio ZA, on Twitter at Ubuntu Radio ZA, and on Instagram at Official Ubuntu Radio ZA. Mr. Brown, earlier on, you indicated three elements of the tours that you take your clients to. Let's get into details of what activities can people really explore when going through those tours?
Yes, sure, Thelma. So with regard to sort of the nature side of things, we would visit the Drakensberg Mountains, and of course that's beautifully scenic with mountains that range to over 3,500 meters. That's 3.5 kilometers high. We also, for example, would go up to Sahlewen Fulosi Game Reserve, Tala Game Reserve, a number of other game reserves as well, but particularly Ezimvelo properties like Sahlewen Fulosi. And that is all about an animal wildlife experience. We can do bush walks for the clients on foot with a guide, which of course has a rifle for everybody's security. But obviously because they're qualified and know what they're doing, you don't really need the rifle. But we do that just to make the clients feel comfortable. So it's really just about being out in nature, enjoying all the big animals, of course, like the big five, the rhino, buffalo, elephant, and the two big cats, the lion and the leopard, which make up our big five, the five most dangerous animals to hunt on foot. That's just where it came about from. But, of course, now we're all about ecotourism, and that's what we offer as a company, is ecotourism. So other side of that, of course, is the history side of things. So we would visit those battlefields, as we mentioned earlier, just to learn a little bit more about the in-depth history which South Africa has gone through over actually a very short period of time. Of course, we've had a lot of turmoil and fighting amongst the different groupings of people. And, of course, it's quite nice now that things are hopefully settling down, certainly compared to back in 1879, for example. Then, of course, culture. With culture, of course, what we try to do is get clients, even if they're from South Africa as well, to experience another culture. So, of course, here in KwaZulu-Natal, it's the home of the Zulus, the people of heaven. And we will get them to go to a traditional Zulu cultural village so that they can experience the culture, the traditional Zulu dancing, the singing, you know, look at the umuzi, the structure of the homestead, for example, ushela, you know, the wedding and the proposal, how that all works historically and traditionally. And, of course, ilabola is also a very interesting and important thing within Zulu culture and other cultures. But, of course, because we're in KZN, I'm referring to that with the Zulu community. We also do interhaps, of course, as well. So you really do learn about interesting things like where the ancestral spirits would be at the back of the hut, the burning of mpepo in order to appease the ancestors, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very, very interesting, and there's a huge amount that clients can come out and learn about in those three pillars that we speak of, nature, history, and culture.
Please share your contact details for those who would like to have like further conversations with you regarding bookings and stuff.
Yes, sure. Thank you, Thelma. If people want to get in touch with us, they can contact us either by a phone number, which would be 071-453-2781. Alternatively, of course, we do have a website. It's www.timbrowntours.com. Email address would be info@timbrowntours.com. And we've also got, of course, the social media platforms which people can follow us, like us, etc., etc. So Instagram, that would be @timbrowntours. Twitter as well would be @timbrowntours. And Facebook as well would be timbrowntours. So you'll be able to search for us and find us all over social media and follow us as you please.
Mr. Tim Brown, thank you so much for sharing the information with us this morning. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Well, thank you very much. And just one last thing, Tom. I would like to encourage South Africans to travel locally. And we would like to offer South Africans which have listened to the show a 5% discount on any tour that they book. So all they would need to do is email us or give us a call and say, right, we heard you on the radio, Ubuntu Radio, and we would like to travel with you. And we would automatically give them that 5% discount.
Wow. Thank you so much. There you have it. We do tourism. #IDoTourism. Let's go to KZN. Let's use the services of Tim Brown Tours. 5% discount if you had this on radio. Thank you so much, Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Thelma, and thank you to your viewers or listeners.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Welcome. Bye-bye.